You're listening to KPCRadio.com.
See, life is like an obstacle course. Some ride in limousines, some ride a horse. Some raise children, some get divorced. We all have our crosses to bear. We all have our burdens to share. And life is not always fair. Along the way, we are tested and blessed. What we do with our blessings is one of our tests. Blessed are the ones with the fewest regrets. When we get to the finishing line, if you're weary and worn at the time, our life is not always kind. Now so much has been written about evil and good. We all have our demons, that's understood. It's not who did the best, but the best that they could. Who will be rewarded in time, when we get to the finishing line. The rest will go around one more time. But you ask, why do innocent children die young, while wicked ones prosper and thrive? But the wealth of the wicked is here and it's gone, and we all know that everyone dies. It all is the same in God's eyes. Now I've probably left out a detail or two. Just try to treat others as you'd have them treat you. If we all help each other, then we all will get through. And the questions that weigh on our minds will all be answered in time, when we get to the finishing line.
You're listening to KPCRadio.com, and that was John M. singing Finishing Line, his original, that he played here on In the Hot Box with Doc Rio. That's me, Mario Lawson, because you know what time it is. Yes, indeed. I'm acting a little wild today, and I'm getting a little frisky. You know why? Because I like it like that. So we're going to see how it goes today, right here in the Hot Box. Right now, we're going to play some music. Some music that was played here live on the air. Like I said before, I think I've said this several times. I've done this several times. DJ Doc Rio is in the house right here, about to do some things with some songs right played right here on the air at kpcradio.com. But we're going to start out with some songs. Actually, we're going to do a song that I played on the air here on kpcradio.com. Yeah, let's go with that. This song is... I don't even know what song I'm... You know what? I'm going to pick this song right here. I'm going to pick this song because it reminds me to be prepared for things that come in the future. Be prepared for things on an everyday basis, because you never know how life is going to deal you a hand. So I wasn't prepared recently, and I should remember that I wrote this song to remind me of contingency. So that's the song I'm going to play for you right here. It's called Contingency.
Pray the game with the conspiracy. away from your dream, so you can finally leave. Drop that pipe and be bold, don't you be a fiend, so you can be free, free to plant your seeds. Jupiter's a gift from God, like looks a blessing. So are you talking to me? Move expeditiously on the road of life. Yeah, we the people strive and fight. Yeah, but it's not just the start, but a part, a contingency. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Myself play that song in a little while. That was played here live on the air. It's a flashback. It's a blast from my past. It was when the show wasn't called In the Hot Box. It was actually called In the Brahma Box. And that song was Contingency, a song I wrote to remind myself to be prepared for circumstances. Yeah, it's one of my songs. I played it on the air here at kpcradio.com on In the Brahma Box back in 2013, I believe. Yeah, so I didn't really take that show as long as I wanted to take it. Actually, for those who didn't know, I actually had to drop out of Broadcasting 10 the first semester. Life as such deals you a strange hand. That's probably why I wrote that song around that time, because I was dealing with a lot of things in life, like it seems to happen around this time of year and around sometime mid school time. But anyway, I'm gonna jump into a song next by a woman I had on the air here. She's actually another blast from my past, so we're gonna jump into the future though. It's 2015, and I had a lady on the show by the name of Christina Linhart. She's a former friend of mine from school. Actually, still a friend of mine at this point in time. We reconnected. So anyway, here's a song she produced called Bedlam Boy.
Still I sing bunny boys, still I sing bunny boys, still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys. Bedlam boys are bunny, for they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink, no money.
Direction.
What to say?
Was a Bedlam Boys, produced by Miss Christina Linhart. She brought it in on In the Hot Box and played it on the air right here at kpcradio.com. I have a brief from my home radio station, Doc Rio Radio. It's a brief about something important that you guys should hear about. Here it goes.
Doc Rio Radio. Push button, baby. Radio.
It's Friday, April 17th, 2015, at 3:15 p.m. And welcome to an In the Hot Box brief. This is Mario Lawson here to report about fraud. Yes, fraud. The only reason why I want to report about fraud is because, all kind of phone calls come in, all kind of things happen out here, and, there are all kind of internet frauds, hacking, and other things going on. I'm actually going to be talking about hacking as well. I'm going to be writing a report on that. Let people know why, some of the reasons why people hack other people's accounts. It's not all about the money, folks. It's just, I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm probably going to finish that sometime this week. But what I wanted to get to today is the phone call frauds. There are several companies out there today calling you, seniors and students and anybody who has any kind of loan or any kind of credit out there that they're using. These companies are saying that, because you've paid your bills on time or because you you've haven't had a bankruptcy or because you haven't been in trouble with the law, that they will offer you free money. Remember this. If the United States government calls you and offers you free money, make sure they give you an 800 number that you can look up online and verify that it is the United States government. Now, this particular company that I want to tell you about is called the U.S. Federal Grants Department, something like that. Anyway, I actually looked up the phone numbers online, and the first thing that pops up is the U.S. Federal Grants Department. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is actual the truth about it. So when you're looking up a number and it's listed in Maryland or it's listed somewhere in Washington, D.C., you might think that you're actually reaching the proper company. But generally speaking, a company like anything that is involved with the U.S. government is going to have a phone number that's an 800 number. It's going to have a phone number that's widely listed on one of their widely used government websites. I repeat, on their widely used government website. That should be the only number you call, and that should be the only number you give your information out to. Why? Because you may end up in a situation like this. I have a recording. I have a recording here for you guys of a phone conversation that I just had not too long ago with a company of that nature. It's called the U.S. Federal Grants Department or something. You know what? Let me actually look that up to make sure. I'm going to type in the phone number here again and just make sure that we actually have the right information here for you guys. I'm going to repeat these numbers later in this broadcast just to make sure that you guys know exactly which numbers they are so that you don't make a mistake that I may have almost made had I not been a reporter. You know, that's just one thing. You know, being a reporter has expanded my longing for research and finding out and protecting myself in a sense, because research and finding out information is or the fact that information is here to help us. I mean, they talk about this all the time. Knowledge is power. We've been talking about that since we were kids. Knowledge is power. The more you know and understand, the more power you can gain in society, the more money you can make, the more things you can accomplish, you know, right? The more well-rounded you really are. So, you know, for all those out there that are illiterate, and if you don't know what that means, illiterate means you can read, but you choose not to. It is a serious issue. I mean, I even do it sometimes. I choose not to read things, but the lack of reading puts me in danger. Leaves me susceptible to things that I may not even be able to control. Ignorance is not bliss. Not in today's day and age. When everybody knows more about you than you think they know more. I mean, about you. When your information is all spread across the World Wide Web through social media. Everyone has access to you. Everyone can find you. You know, there was a day when you got those phone calls and they were just random. You know, it was a phone list that they had to find. And you can put your name on a do not call list and it would go away. But when your number's out there in the open and when you're out there on the internet, and many of you don't know that you have your number on Facebook, and you may have it hidden in privacy, but yet and still, it can still be found. It's on the internet. It's on the internet. You can be found. Be careful out there. Here we go. U.S. Federal Grants Department, 301-825-9928 U.S. Who called? Yes, it's the U.S. Federal Grants Department, and that's I just find that very, very interesting. So for those out there who are listening, for those out there who are ready to hear this, I'm going to go ahead and play this recording for you guys. There is some graphic language in this recording. I was not from me. I was shocked at it. So just stay tuned, and you'll hear it in just a second. Hello, you're on the air with Doc Rio Radio. This is Mario speaking. How may I help you today? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you today?
Can I speak with Mario Emer Lawson?
This is he. Who's this?
This is Lorena Martinez calling you back from the U.S. Government Grants Department.
Hey!
We had a watch regarding your grants money, and you have extended your file for the verification. That's the reason I'm returning the call for the confirmation, whether you're going to proceed your file or not.
I definitely want to talk to you guys, and there's another reason why I want to talk to you guys, because we want to make sure we share this information with a lot of people out there so that more people can take advantage
I'm
of this
asking you
this
for
program.
The information, whether you're going to proceed your file or not.
Right. I'm asking you a question, though. I mean, we'd like
so
to share.
Where can you go? I'm asking you. I'm not here to entertain you, all right? You don't have to entertain me, too.
I'm not here to entertain you. I'm actually asking you a question.
Fuck you.
Wow. So that's my spotlight for today. Watch out for a company called the U.S. Federal Grants Department. They have a phone number, a couple of phone numbers they call you from. One is in Maryland. The phone number in Maryland that they may call you from is a 240-221-1072. And there's another number that they call you from, a 301-825-9928. Be aware of that, folks. It is fake. That's what I want to let you guys know. It is fake. I wanted to catch them live on the air, and I was capable of doing so. I even let them know they were live on the air, just so they know. So this is another episode of Doc Rio Radio out here catching you guys, catching these folks out here for you guys that are trying to rob you of your money. They wanted, actually, just so you know, they wanted me to put $200 into an account at Western Union and not tell anyone, okay? And in the process of me putting $200 in that account, supposedly I would get $7,000 directly deposited into my account once I gave them my other account number as well. So, but I had to go to a Western Union first and send them $200. So that made me a little bit suspicious. If this is the United States Federal Grants Department, I did a little research. So this week I was online looking. I didn't find any information about them. Then I found this one article, and I need to actually look that article up again. But I found this one article by a guy. He notified them and let them know that he was a writer for the Washington Post. And I thought that was pretty odd. He let them know he was a writer for the Washington Post, just like I let them know that I was a reporter on Doc Rio Radio right here. You know what I'm saying? He asked them about the government being shut down. Now, this was during the time that the government was shut down. And the person over the line or that he was speaking to said something to the fact of, no, there are some government agencies that are still up and running. And this one just happens to be up and running. He realized they didn't know what they were talking about. He went ahead and told the guy exactly what he understood about it. They hung him up. He tried to call back several times, and he was hung up on. And then he came back and wrote a report about it. So this is just out here, like I said, to let you guys know. I know I'm rambling here, but I want to get it out there. These companies are out there not for us. They're not for us. They're to rob you. This number is probably somewhere directed to a line in the Philippines or somewhere else. But anyway, that's it for me today. I'm signing off. This is another exciting episode of Doc Rio Radio, and we're going to put this on Doc Rio TV so you let you guys hear it. We'll see how it goes.
You're listening to KPCRadio.com.
And that was from an episode of Doc Rio Radio that I actually ran into a scenario and throughout the brief, and I didn't know whether or not I was going to be able to sit down and really edit it the way I wanted to, and put in a bleep for the curse word. Otherwise, I would have put it here on kpcradio.com for everybody to hear, because I think, like I just did, because I think it's important for people to know that there are people out there trying to fraud people. I mean, this just happened a week or so ago, so I'm not really doing anything that's not current events right about now. I'm trying to keep it current, and I just remembered that I didn't give you guys a date. Today is Thursday, April 30th, and it's about 3:25 p.m., and it's probably about 90-something degrees in Woodland Hills. But let's keep this going. Right now, we got a song coming up from a guy I just had on the air in 2015. His name is Marzette Johnson, and his song is called Leave Me Alone.
Leave me alone.
It's the dream team, baby.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You know what it is.
I be killing it. Don't know who you dealing with. Once you get a little big, you won't wanna leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Hey. This ain't no one night stand. Since you want a night stand, do you how you like that? You won't wanna leave me alone.
all day, gotcha. In my doorway, we can start it off with some in it. We gon' do it your way. Ooh, it's kinda scary. So you look like a young Holly Berry. Tryna free your lungs, so we're married. Tryna get you sprung, got in Paris. Yeah, shot it so fine. I'ma take it to the hole like I'm cold grind. When I from the let me know it's mine. I go to work on it, then I put in overtime. When I'm gone, shawty, I know that I'm on your mind. I'm kissing on your neck, you feel it on your spine, yeah. What's wrong with your girls? They must have heard, must have got the word.
I be killing it. Don't know who you dealing with. Want you get a little big, you won't wanna leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Hey, this ain't no one night stand. Sit you on a night stand. Do you how you like that? You won't wanna leave me alone.
She gon' wanna leave me alone. 21 questions when I get home. Like, where you been? You ain't asking your phone. And who you, boy, you know you grown. Girl, you know I'm right. Let's get it tonight. In the sheet, she fell in love with a G. Like our bank, she fell in love with the thing. I put my back into it, I make her say my. Cause girl, you're so fine. So I'ma take it to the hole like I'm LeBron. The way I murdered that, call her one time. I heard your girl wanted some through the grapevine. Shawty, you know that I'm constantly on my grind. Putting in work, ain't no waste of time. Grind mode. Wrong with your girls, they must have heard. Zeddy got the word.
I be killing it. Don't know who you dealing with. Once you get a little bit, you won't wanna leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Hey, Star, what up? Magnet, what up?
This ain't no one night stand. Sit you on a night stand. Do you how you like it? You won't wanna leave me alone.
Says she likes Dudley. West Side.
That song was Leave Me Alone by Marzette Johnson. Welcome back. This is DJ Doc Rio on KPCRadio.com. And I'm here right now just, I don't know. You know, I think I want to play a song. I think I want to play a song to end the show just because that's just the way I should end it. But before I end it, I want to make sure that everybody remembers, if you're out there, it's getting close to summer. It's getting hot outside. I know we want to get our party on. I know we want to get our groove on. You know, be safe if you get your groove on. Use a condom. If you drink, don't drive. Get a designated driver or get yourself a Lyft, an Uber, or a sidecar. Get yourself home safely. You know, you can continue to keep going for another day. You can continue to be smarter and educate yourself. All these other ways that are possible. So, with that being said, checking the intonation on my guitar because I really want to play another song. And it's a song that I played before. I don't think I played it on the air though yet. And this song, it just takes me back to a moment in time and just remembering some things. And I can't necessarily say the actual song happened to me, but it's a story, and I like telling stories. So, with that being said, this song is called Reality. That's what it is, ain't what it ain't. I just don't know what time to make. Can I say hi, how you to miss? Can I get this dance or just one kiss? And she said, no, it doesn't mean I'ma stop asking girls out till I get to the top. You might see me all over this world. Don't get mad if I'm with your girl. Planting my seeds of reality. Yeah, my seeds of reality. Cause I'm walking away. Nothing much I can say. Said I'm walking away, filled to the brim, max capacity. Give up some space. It's been a long time a coming. Had to stop running the race. Cause I'm walking away. I'm walking away. Hey, live your life, do what you do. I would be stupid to be mad at you.
She said, leave, don't look back. Hit the front door, I packed your bag. When she said, go, it doesn't mean I'ma stop. Asking goes out till I get to the top. You might see me all over this world. Don't get mad if I'm with your girl. Planting my seeds of reality. Yeah, 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 my seeds of reality. So I picked up my boots, went down the chute, cashed in my car, cause I'm ready to move away.
You're listening to KPCRadio.com.